Penguin Random House Audio presents London by Edward Rutherford. Read for you by Andrew Wincott. Preface. London is, first and foremost, a novel. All the families whose fortunes the story follows, from the Ducketts to the family of Penny, are fictitious, as are their individual parts in all the historical events described. In following the story of these imaginary families down the centuries, I have tried to set them amongst people and events that either did exist or might have done. Occasionally, it has been necessary to invent historical detail. We shall probably never know, for instance, the exact place where Julius Caesar crossed the Thames. To this author, at least, the site of present-day Westminster seems the most logical. Similarly, though we know the political circumstances in which St. Paul's was founded by Bishop Mellitus in 604, I have felt free to make my own guess as to the exact situation at Saxon Londonwick then. Much later, in 1830, I have invented a St. Pancras constituency for my characters to contest in the election of that year. But generally speaking, from the Norman Conquest onwards, such a rich body of information has been preserved, not only concerning London's history, but also the life stories of countless individual citizens, that the author has no shortage of detail and only needs from time to time to make small adjustments to complex events in order to aid the narrative. London's chief buildings and churches have nearly always kept their name.